I'm Rona Tarrant. The Vatican has announced that Pope Francis has not renewed three members of his advisory council of cardinals, two of whom are implicated in sexual abuse cases. The three are Australian George Pell and Congolese Laurent Pessina, as well as Chilean Francesco Arizurez, who mishandled complaints of abuse. Meanwhile, Catholic media have reported that sources say an Australian jury has found Cardinal George Pell guilty on five charges of historical child sexual offences, with the sentencing to take place in early February. President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen has criticised his former boss as he was given a 36-month prison sentence. Cohen is the first member of Trump's inner circle to be jailed over the special counsel's inquiry into alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 election. He admitted lying to Congress, campaign finance violations and tax evasion. In a New York court, Cohen blamed his crimes on Trump and said his weakness was a blind loyalty to him. British Prime Minister Theresa May is in Brussels today for an EU summit, less than 24 hours after surviving a vote of confidence. It comes after the vote of no confidence in the Prime Minister was held last night. May won the ballot on her leadership by 200 votes to 117. The Prime Minister is seeking legally binding pledges from EU leaders on the provision that provides for an open border on the island of Ireland. The Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines has thanked the Philippine government for its efforts to reclaim church bells that were seized by US troops from Balangiga in 1901 as war bounty. The bishop said the return of the three bells is a testament that healing and reconciliation is always possible, and thanked the US government for their efforts. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.